Welcome to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
Welcome, everybody, to the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. Saturday, September 29th is the date. We're coming to you live tonight from our flagship AM radio station here in Memphis, Tennessee, going out around the country to the AM-FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online to a worldwide audience at thepoliticalcesspool.org. If I'm talking quickly and stern tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it is because tonight's show is going to be very serious. The political cesspool in the midst of a... tumultuous day. Keith Alexander and I got together on Thursday for lunch, as we do customarily, to plan and chart the course for this week's live show. Basically, everything has been chucked and thrown out because of two things that came across my desk since I woke up this morning. Number one being, the Democratic Party of North Carolina has unanimously issued a resolution condemning the Political Cesspool radio program. Of course, this stems from our recent interview with United States Congressman Walter Jones, a Republican representative of North Carolina. We are going to answer their ridiculous charges point by point. Above and beyond that, a Canadian citizen was detained by the Canada Border Service Agency, the CBSA, for having a copy of my book in his luggage. The book was seized and confiscated. Racism, Schmacism was seized and confiscated and declared to be hate propaganda. Now, the gentleman in question is facing a 60-day investigation as to whether or not charges will be brought against him. He could be facing fines and or jail time for bringing my book across the Canadian border. Paul Fromm, director of the Canadian Association for Free Expression, has all the details about this breaking story. Again, I had no idea of this until this morning, but both of these things are breaking as of today. North Carolina newspapers running with the denunciation from the Democratic Party in that state. And, of course, the news out of Canada I received via telephone today. So it's all breaking tonight, real time, as this live broadcast of the Political Cesspool goes out across the country and around the world. Keith, we're right in the middle of it again, my friend. And I'll tell you what, we're not going to back down. We are not going to apologize. We're not going to retreat. We're not going to surrender. This radio show is the most unjustly smeared talk radio program on the mainstream airwaves today. And they've pecked a fight with the wrong people, I think.
You know, Representative Jones is to be commended. Unlike so many, he didn't cut and cover. He didn't start quivering and shaking. What he wound up doing was exactly what you ought to do. You ought to blithely ignore these left-wing nut jobs. And unfortunately, the label left-wing nut job now applies to the entire Democratic Party in the United States of America. I think they're in for a rude awakening in November. They're going to find out that most of the country does not ascribe to their left-wing views. And they are so extreme now. You know, they're totalitarian. These are totalitarian tactics that you would expect from Stalinist Russia now, you know, putting people in jail for owning a book or possessing a book. And furthermore, you know, that's what's happening up in Canada. And what happens in Canada, unfortunately, is a harbinger of things to come in the United States. I hate to say that, but, you know, our longstanding custom of freedom of speech and the respect for the and tolerance for the ideas of everyone in the marketplace of ideas, apparently the left has decided that that has to go. And this is an opening salvo in that culture war.
Well, I'll tell you, Keith, as we're setting the table for tonight, I'll tell you, people, the right people are on our side. The people that listen to this show, you know, I forwarded over to you a couple of fan emails you received. A gentleman in Brazil who listens to this show every week said that not just the political cesspool, but you, Keith Alexander, specifically have made a profound impact on his life. You received a letter from a lady in Minnesota saying how much she missed you during the 3 weeks you were away. This is the loyalty that we receive and the love we receive from our audience, and we are thankful to have it. And it is for them that we fight. And as this show continues to dominate headlines across the country and elsewhere, we are serving as your proxy, ladies and gentlemen, the kind ladies and gentlemen, and I use that word, I think, in its proper form. These are the people who make up our audience, and certainly we would consider ourselves to be the same. But this, again, is breaking real time. During the second hour of tonight's program, we're going to have a big expose on what's happening in North Carolina. And Keith, as you alluded to, my friend, Walter Jones has responded to these charges. This is a sitting United States representative. And they said, well, you know, aren't you going to apologize for talking to those guys on the political cesspool? And he said, listen, that's a mainstream radio station syndicated by a network that has never received a complaint by the FCC. I'm going to go on any show that will have me because I am so committed to bringing the troops home and ending our imperial conquests abroad. That's what he said. And they said, well, didn't you know that the SPLC has labeled the political cesspool as an extremist group? And he said, do you believe everything you read on the internet? I certainly don't. And that was his response. No more, no less. God bless that man. That is a United States congressman, in effect, defending this radio show as Pat Buchanan has done. These are the people we call friends. Who do they call their friends?
See, it's obvious that they want any dissenting view cast into the outer darkness, into the twilight zone of political thought. Walter Jones is to be commended because he gave them the perfect reply. He is anti-war. Quite frankly, we are too. We think this welfare warfare state that has developed in the United States is dragging America down, and that we are going to be a third world nation unless we can break out of the, we have the Middle East where we are hemorrhaging $1 billion a day just about in terms of, supporting these phony police actions, quote unquote, for the benefit of the state of Israel, primary benefit of the state of Israel, okay? And secondly, the welfare state where we're spending, we have 47% of the U.S. population now getting a government check in one form or another. We can't sustain this. We're going to bring the whole house of cards crashing down, and Walter Jones is like a canary in the coal mine. He recognizes this. He's tweeting his little head off, and he needs to do this. More people need to talk about this, and the left, unfortunately, is populated by totalitarian extremists nowadays that want to stuff a sock in the mouth of anyone that will tell the emperor that he has no clothes, James.
Well, God has blessed this radio program. I mean, all respect and appreciation is certainly due to him for giving us the air in our lungs to broadcast. And, we're not going to back down. We haven't done anything wrong. I think the left and the media believes that if they repeat the lie enough, that this is a racist and extremist program, that people will begin to believe it, or that we will cower. But, you know, it hasn't happened in 8 years. It's not going to happen. This is a Christian show. This is a conservative show. And that is all we are. Nothing more, nothing less. We represent the mainstream American point of view. Certainly mainstream America back when America had a moral rudder back in the 50s. And if it was good enough for our parents and grandparents, it's good enough for us today. Keith Alexander's got a lot more coming for you, and so do I, but we got to take a commercial break, folks. We are loaded tonight. Very busy show. Very big news being made here in the cesspool.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten a free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly, 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back, everybody. The political cesspool here to entertain you as much as we have been entertained by the most recent flurry of attacks against us. You know, we were talking a little bit, Keith, and we're going to save the rest of it for the second hour. It's going to be the focal point of the second hour. What's going on in North Carolina, this denunciation of our show. The political cesspool made big news in Sweden this week, too. One of the top news papers in Sweden, Fria Tider, which means the Free Times of Sweden. It's the 10th most popular website in all of that nation, Sweden. And, believe it or not, one of the most heavily visited websites in the world. They wrote a very glowing review of our interview with Walter Jones. And do you know how they described us? How they described the political cesspool? What word they used to cast us? Paleoconservative. Imagine that, the very word that we use to describe ourselves. Not racist, not anti-Semitic, not bigoted, but an accurate description. Paleoconservative, one of the top newspapers in Sweden, a very favorable review of our work. And unfortunately, in this country, our home country, we get cast as essentially everything we are not. But again, that is all coming up in the second hour. The third hour, we'll talk about the gentleman who had his copy of my book seized by the Canadian authorities and now facing potential punishment for merely bringing it into the country. Paul Fromm on later to talk about that. It's all coming up tonight. You do not want to miss tonight's show. But first, we take a breath to cover some more news we've been tracking this week. A little bit of good news. I'm going to give you 2 minutes of good news. The rest of the show is going to be bad news. But 2 minutes, we will have good news. Warner Brothers has agreed not to remove the Confederate flag from the General Lee, the car, in future productions of the Dukes of Hazzard series and movies, etc. So that is a victory. They were considering it, but after popular demand, insisted that they leave the General Lee as is with the Confederate battle flag on top of the car. They have relented, and people will remember that the Political Cesspool radio program worked with Warner Brothers in an official capacity to promote the re-release of the Civil War epic Gods and Generals in 2011. An executive at the movie studio, Warner Brothers, contacted me after hearing about our show and said, will you help us promote this movie? And, of course, since Gods and Generals stands alone among modern-day movies, casting the Confederacy, and specifically Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson, in not just an objective light, but a favorable light, we jumped on it and we worked with the movie studio. I mean, isn't that what all extremist racist radio programs do? Aren't all extremist radio programs courted by, movie studios to work as a marketing partner? Well, anyway, Warner Brothers did work with us and we worked with them and we were happy to do so, all for the good cause and, coincidentally enough, Warner Brothers is sticking with the Confederate flag on the General Lee. So good news. That's all you're going to get this show as far as good news. But I'll let Keith quickly opine on that story.
Apparently the political correct crowd wants the car renamed the General Grant, or maybe the Abraham Lincoln rather than General Lee. See, this is the most absurd extremist annex yet. Coming down, you know, they're basically trying to shut down, they're trying to throw history down the memory hole. They don't want anyone to have a fond thought about Robert E. Lee or the Confederate side of the Civil War or any of the people that fought for the Confederacy or anybody that sympathizes with the Confederacy. You know, we're glad that we're in the crosshairs of these people, these haters on the left. You know, they say that you're defined by your enemies as much as you are by your friends. And we here at the political cesspool definitely have the right enemies. We have the SPLC. You know, I can't think of a more detestable collection of individuals. There may be a death row somewhere in America that has more despicable people than those that populate the Southern Poverty Law Center, but quite frankly, I would take some convincing about that. These people are left-wing totalitarians. They pretend to be benevolent. They pretend to be about tolerance. They are totalitarian Stalinists that want to stuff a sock in the mouth of any dissenting viewpoint. And, you know, if you are accepted by people like that, that shows that you're on the wrong side. You are, if you're not for freedom of speech, then just come out and say it. That's what the SPLC is. They're obviously not on the side of free speech. You know, and you're talking about that party or the website in Sweden. We think of Europe generally and Scandinavia in particular as being the home of kind of wacky leftism. But you know, now the United States is becoming more extreme, more left-wing, and wackier than any other place in the world, I think. And the Democratic Party has just metastasized over the past 20 years into this engine for the extreme left. And I think they're in for a rude awakening come November. They're going to find out how far out of step they are with the rest of America, Jane.
Well, I'll read very quickly what the major website in Sweden had to say about our work. It said, this is how they described us, Keith, a popular U.S. paleoconservative radio program, The Political Cesspool, did an interview with a Republican congressional member, Walter Jones of North Carolina. The program clearly has an ethno-nationalist orientation and makes no secret that the audience is white conservative Americans. Again, these are proper terms by which to identify us. In its online edition, an American Left Journal writes that the congressman allowed himself to be interviewed on a, quote, notorious white nationalist radio program run by ultra-nationalists with racist, homophobic, and anti-Semitic character. To prove his thesis, the author merely quoted a piece of the show's website where it describes itself as pro-white. The Political Cesspool asks, what exactly is so wrong with that? Again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm reading from the Free Times of Sweden. And they quote us as saying, AIPAC is pro-Jewish, the NAACP is pro-black, La Raza is pro-mestizo. No one has ever constructed a rational argument which explains why white people cannot be pro-white, writes channel manager James Edwards in a statement. That's what they refer to me as. Walter Jones, on the other hand, announced he will not comment on his presence on the program, during which he was not talking about controversial, but he would also not promise that he would not be appearing again on the political cesspool. Of course, this article was written on Monday in Sweden. Walter Jones has since then commented on our radio show, or at least his appearance with us, and said he's going to go on any show, that we are a syndicated show, we're FCC licensed, and he's going to go on any show like that, no matter what their political ideology, as long as they will let him condemn the war in Afghanistan and in Iraq and in the Middle East, and that with regards to the SPLC, he doesn't believe everything he reads on the internet. Big news. This show is making international news this week, folks, and we do it because of your support and generosity. We serve as your proxy. Keith, we're coming up close on a break, but you can squeeze another quick word in.
We're your mouthpiece, ladies and gentlemen. We're the people that give the viewpoint that probably over 50% of the people in America believe, but which has been labeled beyond the pale by the left. We need your support. All of the powers that be in America are trying their best to stop us from putting out the message that you endorse that reflects what you think, and we need your help.
You know what's so amazing, Keith? Not that that article was so positive and so accurate in describing our show over there in Sweden, but the fact that, and again, I had to use Google Translator. This was written in Swedish, so I had to translate it from Swedish to English using Google Translator. But some of the comments after that article, there are people that read that article in Sweden that are regular listeners of this show, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely amazing. Here's one of the, it's a worldwide audience that listens to TPC. People who read that newspaper article in Sweden commented in the online edition and said this: the political cesspool is very good quality and really worth listening to. They have a relaxed and friendly atmosphere and should be the role model for those who want to start a conservative Swedish radio station. Another comment left there said that James Edwards and his programs are high quality. These are people in Sweden responding to a newspaper article in Swedish, and they know our show and listen to it. Folks, that is absolutely amazing, but not surprising. We'll be back with more right after this.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare, but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take Cardioprim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. Cardioprim.com.
Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks. Again, very busy night this evening in the political cesspool. You know, tonight, as we sit here and we broadcast this show, there are people in Brazil, as we mentioned just a moment ago, people in Sweden listening tonight. People in Minnesota who has written into Keith this week, Memphis, and elsewhere that are hungering for what the Political Cesspool and Liberty News Radio are giving them. These are good people, hardworking people, God-fearing people. That is the audience that we have, and these are the people for whom we fight. The North Carolina Democratic Party on their website says this is the party for homosexuals, for transgendered, for this, that, and the other, for everybody but apparently white Christians. Okay, so let it be. Let us be denounced by the Democratic Party of North Carolina. Obviously, that's not the kind of people that this audience, that this radio program is tailored for. But I'll tell you, there is one guy in North Carolina who just emailed us. It says, the Democratic Party of North Carolina has lost its way. Keep up the good work, guys. And this is from John in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we got a listener. There's somebody in North Carolina, in addition to Congressman Walter Jones, that is appreciative of the work we do and is willing to stand with us. Folks, again, anytime we make a headline, anytime I am interviewed by CNN, or anytime we make national or international news, we do that as your proxy. We do that as your servants on the radio airwaves. And it is our honor to serve as your spokesman and spokespeople as we fight this battle for conservatism and constitutionalism in the court of public opinion. We are certainly pro-white and proud of it, but certainly not against anyone else as the our antagonists would like to pretend. But nevertheless, you know who we are. We know what we are. You know what we're not. We know what we're not. All that being said, we could not be more proud of our friends and, quite frankly, of our enemies. Keith, quick word, and then I got another story that's going to blow your mind.
No, we think of Scandinavia as being a very liberal place, but there is an audience in Scandinavia, in Sweden, Norway, Finland. We've got emails from all of those places in the past telling us that they're hungering for the type of message that we give. So there are people all over the globe that appreciate the work that we do here at the Political Cesspool. Likewise, North Carolina is generally thought of as one of the most liberal states in the old Confederacy, but there's something, must be something in the water up there. It produces some of the most conservative members of the Senate and of the U.S. House of Representatives. I remember when Jesse Helms of North Carolina, who was a notorious quote-unquote conservative in the eyes of the leftist extremists that populate the Democrat Party nowadays, he was considered the liberal senator from North Carolina. The other senator at the time was John East, who was even more conservative than Jesse Helms, and he hired the late, great Sam Francis as one of his primary aides, and they fought the deification of Martin Luther King and the making of Martin Luther King Day as a national holiday. And of course, that's because they knew the truth about Martin Luther King. And meanwhile, everyone in America, including your children, if they go to a public school, and probably if they go to a private school, are being taught a pack of lies about this reprobate. But see, this is Walter Jones is cut from the same cloth as John East and Jesse Helms, apparently. He's an independent thinker. He's got a high enough IQ that he doesn't rely on other people to chew his food for him intellectually the way that the Democrat Party operatives prefer Congress people to do. And quite frankly, I would rather hear from a real, true, dyed-in-the-wool leftist than one of these politically correct so-called mainstream conservatives.
I'm not defending CNN. God knows CNN is a left-leaning media entity. But to their credit, you know, who are you going to believe when it comes to what we are and what we stand for? Don't take our word for it. I mean, take our word for it because we don't lie to you like the majority of the media. CNN, to their everlasting credit, every time I have been a guest on CNN's television or print articles, they have referred to me exclusively as a conservative radio host, host of the conservative talk show, the Political Cesspool radio program. I have had a handful of appearances on national television, on CNN. Each and every time, they properly introduced me as a conservative radio host, and they properly introduced the Political Cesspool as a conservative radio program. Now, you know, as you mentioned, Walter Jones, he doesn't need people to chew his food for him. He can easily go to our website and glean that for himself. Don't take the SPLC's word. I mean, God knows how sullied their reputation has become. It's like Marvin Gaye said, Keith, believe half of what you hear, half of what you see, and none of what you hear, and that could be the case certainly for the media. Now, I got an example of what is not racist, according to liberals. A conservative Christian radio program, well, that's beyond the pale. But how about an ad for the re-election of Barack Obama, paid for by the Jewish Council for Education and Research? It's called the Wake the F Up ad. And we all know what F means in that context. This is a family show, and so we're not going to say it. But this profanity-laced ad for Obama suggests that Mitt Romney is not a fan of civil rights, they say that explicitly, and that he advocates for voter suppression. And that just proves our point, ladies and gentlemen, that if you're white, it doesn't matter how politically correct and compromising you are, Mitt Romney being a prime example, you're still going to get labeled as a racist. In this disgusting ad, and we have it featured on our website tonight, thepoliticalcesspool.org, it features black actor Samuel L. Jackson and a young white girl repeatedly shouting for white people to wake the F up and vote for Obama. They didn't have to shout at any black people, obviously, since 100% of them, according to a new poll by ABC News, they're already voting for Obama. 100% of black people are voting for Obama. Mitt Romney polling 0% amongst blacks. But, of course, that's obviously not racist, though. Interestingly enough, Samuel L. Jackson went on the record. He went on the record with Ebony Magazine, also not a racist entity, and explicitly stated that he only is voting for Obama because he's black. He said that he doesn't care what Obama's policies are. He's voting for him because he's black. But that's not racist, okay? Also, Samuel L. Jackson, as recently as last month, said that it was unfair that Hurricane Isaac didn't kill Republicans, a.k.a. white people, at their convention in Tampa. But it is not racist for a black actor to say that he is only voting for Obama because he's black. It's not racist for a black actor to say that it's unfair that Hurricane Isaac didn't kill white Republicans. He has not been charged with accusations of racism. The Democratic Party of North Carolina has not condemned this pro-Obama ad. And again, we can't even play the audio of it for you on the radio because it is so vulgar and profane. Wake the F Up Obama ad, paid for by the Jewish Council of Education and Research. But if you are not a minor, you can go to thepoliticalcesspool.org tonight and watch it for yourself. Apparently, Keith, this is just appropriate political discourse. Double standard much?
See, that's why we call ourselves paleo-conservative rather than merely conservative, because, quite frankly, if you accept that that type of message is the mainstream, no person, if you were taken back in a time machine to 1950 and you were told that this is the typical, what is a person that believes that that's mainstream, is he a liberal or conservative, they'd say you were a raging Marxist back in 1950. I think that the people on this radio show would be recognized as conservatives if we were time travelers and went back to 1950. And that's important because, quite frankly, most people are totally unaware of how much leftism they have absorbed through osmosis just by breathing the air and drinking the water in today's America.
I got to add to that, Keith. You know, there have been many guests of Jewish descent, many Jewish guests that have come on this show with whom we find areas of agreement. People like Paul Gottfried, Alan Stang, Brother Nathaniel Kapner, and others. But we will not relent on criticism of certain Jews for things with which we find offense. The fact that the Jewish Council for Education and Research funded and paid for this offensive ad. Yes, we will call them out. We will say, you know what? We stand in opposition to that. Now, they will say we're anti-Semitic for not agreeing with them, for not fawning over them, for not offering olive branches as they walk in front of us. But, okay, if we're anti-Semitic for saying we oppose the Jewish Council for Education and Research for funding such a vulgar and offensive ad, then I guess I'm an anti-Semite, all right? So what? If that's what it means to be an anti-Semite to say, you know, this group paid for this and we are opposed to this group, then I'm just going to own up to it. If that's what it means, then that's what I am.
Well, I'm not going to own up to it, and this is why. See, what's happening here is there are terms of anathema. Racist and anti-Semite are meant to shut you up because they know that if you start looking there where the bodies are buried, then you're going to figure it all out.
All right, we got to take a break. I didn't know that break was sneaking up on us so quickly, but we'll be right back, folks. We're burning hot tonight. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well, or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur, or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up 3 or 4 times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to cardioprim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. Cardioprim.com.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Well, Keith, there's another high-profile organization being accused of racism this week. Victoria's Secret. Yes, Victoria's Secret, the female intimates store, the famous nest of conservatism, Victoria's Secret, also being included in the list of racist entities tonight. Apparently, even lingerie can be racist in today's society by today's ridiculous standards. So Victoria's Secret has this new, it just was unveiled a couple of days ago. It's called the Sexy Little Geisha, or Geisha. Sexy Little Geisha outfit, or lingerie. Brand new. And basically, if you buy it, you get this lingerie, and it comes with a Japanese fan and chopsticks that you can put in your hair. It's kind of like a hair tie. The model showing off this particular outfit, and we do have a picture of it at thepoliticalcesspool.org. If that don't get you to our website, I don't guess anything will. The model wearing it is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman, and of course, for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman to be modeling Japanese-inspired lingerie is racist. Yes, by definition. A 26-year-old San Francisco Bay Area blogger was offended. You know how offensive that must be. She saw it and she immediately began complaining about it. She said how offended she was by the abhorrent racism displayed by this line of lingerie. And I just asked the question, you know, do people just spend hours every day poring over the internet trying to find something, trying to go out of their way to find things to be offended about, quote unquote, offended? You know, have people become so weak and annoying? Have we really gone to that level? We truly have become devolved into a society of hypersensitive crybabies. It's really annoying. But yes, so this one Japanese woman, Keith, saw this, was offended, wrote into Victoria's Secret and posted something to her blog about it. And you know what Victoria's Secret did? Did they take the political cesspool line and said, listen, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, but come on, grow up. No, they pulled it. They pulled the lingerie. You know, it takes hundreds of employees, thousands of hours, millions of dollars to launch a mass market lingerie line. And one blogger took it all down. One false accusation of racism. And I'm not the biggest fan of Victoria's Secret. I mean, you know, yeah, the stuff looks good. I mean, don't get me wrong. But I'm not going to sit here and defend them or condemn them for that matter. But I'm just saying, one blogger takes it all down with one accusation of racism. Well, that's how weak Victoria's Secret is. Thankfully, your hosts here at the Political Cesspool have a little more backbone. But that's the story. So apparently even lingerie joins the racist hit parade.
What this shows is the incredible power of the left. You know, cultural Marxism believes its primary tactic should be the long march through the institutions, and they've taken over every institution to such a degree, and they have so many fellow travelers that even a group that would seem to be as apolitical as Victoria's Secret is actually another arm of it. You notice, for example, that Truett Cathy, a company, Chick-fil-A, did a ritual of, you know, grovel in front of the left when they were complaining about their pro-Christian, pro-family, anti-homosexual stance several months ago. Now, conservatives never take the offensive like the left does. This is, you know, and they even take the offensive against groups that are in sympathy with them, like Victoria's Secret. You know, Victoria's Secret is another manifestation of the sexual revolution, which, like the drug culture, was as much a part of the radical egalitarian leftist assault on traditional Western values as the civil rights movement was, as radical environmentalism is, as radical feminism is, as criminal rights is, as the illegal immigration, open borders lobby is. All of these things are part of the left, but the left is like a blind dog in a smokehouse. They just go snapping away at anything basically just to prove to themselves that they actually have the power to change American society or Western society to suit whatever whim they or whatever ill humor they might have that day. And it's really kind of scary. I'm so glad that Walter Jones has enough cojones that he will stand up and tell them to go fly a kite. That's the only way you can respond to people like this, James.
Well, it is, and I wish that Victoria's Secret had done the same. And again, I have never lied to my audience. You know, I'm always about full disclosure. So have I spent some money in Victoria's Secret? Yes, you know. That's not to say that I approve of everything they've ever done and certainly everything they've said with regards to this, you know, this slipping. Well, I mean, well, I'm a race, you know, according to the media, I'm a racist. They're a racist company. So why wouldn't I shop there? So, I mean, it just makes sense as far as that context is goes. But anyway, all right. New email coming in, Keith. Bill from Kentucky says, you guys are doing a bang-up job tonight. Keep up the good work. Free speech is too important to be entrusted to the left. And this is from Bill in Kentucky. So we're getting out all over the place tonight. You know, love the audience, Keith. You know, I really appreciate the note you wrote to the audience as well this week because it really triggered a strong response. You said a lot of nice things about me, and I appreciate that. But and the check is in the mail, by the way. But, all right, another Ann Coulter, you know, Ann Coulter being skewered on The View this week. Did you see that, Keith?
No, I didn't.
Ann Coulter tries so hard to curry favors with the left and to curry favors with blacks, but it just doesn't quite work for her. She went on The View. She has this new book. And this whole book is about how the Democrats really are the racists. And Martin Luther King was a Republican, and the Republicans really the home of where black people should be going, and that the Democratic Party and Obama are just exploiting them. Well, you know, Whoopi Goldberg was so offended by this, you know, and she used, you know, street black language. She, you know, on national television, referred to Ann Coulter as a female dog twice on national television for insinuating that the Republican was the home for, you know. What about the home for the people that vote Republican, conservative white people? Now, I don't mind if there are conservative blacks out there, like Azola Foster, for instance, who I voted for as Pat Buchanan's running mate, or Jesse Lee Peterson, who was on my debate team on CNN. God bless them. I'm all for them. You know, I ally with them because of their agreement with me on the issues and that they are conservatives and true conservatives. Yes, there are some blacks that truly are. Obviously less than 1%, you know, because 99% plus are voting for Obama. But, you know, so here's Ann Coulter, though, going on there groveling, writing a book about how, you know, Republicans are, you know, Democrats are the racists. And it just, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, Ann Coulter was the one who called one of the greatest presidents in American history, Andrew Jackson, a racist scumbag, you know, to try to curry favor with the left. And it didn't do her any good. You know, she got on there, even though this is the book she wrote, and they were saying, you know, oh, you watch the clip. It's going to be up on the politicalcesspool.org in a couple of days. But it just didn't do her any good because there's two black hosts on The View, and they just pummeled her from start to finish.
Got a news flash for Ann Coulter. The 90% of black people that typically vote Democrat in our presidential elections hate your guts. And nothing you do in an effort to curry favor with them does anything except make you look ridiculous. This is why that's why we talk about the time machine going back to 1950. In 1950, somebody who watched the antics of Ann Coulter would say, she's a raging liberal. And she would have been. And she needs to get off it. You know, if these are the our friends, heaven help us what our enemies must be like. Because people like Ann Coulter, who are constantly denouncing other conservatives, are just playing into the hands of the enemy. They get nothing out of it for themselves. They, you know, the way she was treated on The View is indicative and just par for the course, unfortunately. None of the pandering of Mitt Romney, of Newt Gingrich, of Mike Huckabee, of all these people towards either blacks or the Jewish power and influence is going to moderate their tone in the least. They know who the enemy is. The enemy is us. And you better wake up. As I've heard it said before, if there's ever a race war, you don't have to worry about what side you're on. The other side will let you know. When they break into your house with machetes drawn, they're not going to ask whether you supported the United Negro College Fund. They're not going to ask if you are an honorary member of the NAACP. They're going to see your white skin, and that's going to be all there is to it. And consequently, unless you are an extreme self-hater like the people at the SPLC, we are going to, you know, you're never going to gain a dispensation, so you might as well stop trying.
Folks, that's it for this hour. It was an hour jam-packed with breaking news. The second hour is going to be no different, nor will the third be. It is a busy night in the cesspool. We're glad to have you with us. Rock and roll, everybody. We're live, unrehearsed, and uncensored, and we'll be back with you right after these words.
In that sleeping little town of Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his Fruit of the Looms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen.